Hey everybody, Jeff Phelps here. The National Sports Collectors Convention is coming to Cleveland. And so is PSA's tradition for grading the show's finest. Submit your collectibles for on-site authentication over 5 days starting July 24th and see why PSA is number one in preserving and enhancing value for cards, tickets, packs, autographs, and memorabilia. More info at psacard.com. PSA, our label means more.
Plug in a Hyundai EV and the extraordinary happens. It's not just the ultra-fast charging capability and long range in the Ioniq 5 and Ioniq 6, or the adventure-seeking spirit of the Kona Electric, or the groundbreaking 601 horsepower Ioniq 5N. And it's not just the comfort in knowing that every Hyundai EV is backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited electric battery warranty. Hyundai's EVs transform a low hum into a loud adventure. They bring color to your journey and turn energy into main character energy. So forget everything you thought you knew about EVs and turn the extraordinary into something truly electrifying. There's joy in every journey.
EPA estimated 303-mile driving range for 2024 Ioniq 5 SE SEL limited rear-wheel drive and 361-mile driving range for 2024 Ioniq 6 SE long-range rear-wheel drive with fully charged battery. Estimated range varies for other models and trims and depends on battery capacity, temperature options, and other factors. Limited battery warranty covers defects and materials for 10 years or 100,000 miles, whichever occurs first. See owner's manual for complete warranty details and limitations. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Yeah, it's the Fan Morning Show. Woo! Chris Muller in for Crowley and Doran.
You recognize this one?
This is your Crowley diss, isn't it?
Yeah,
I don't know if you listen to the PM team or if you're asleep taking your like an afternoon nap. You might be.
I'm at my second job by the time you guys are on.
Working hard, brother. You are working hard. You got to make sure you get your sleep, though. Very important. You know that, right?
Even at your young age. I take a nap from like 11 to 1.
Oh, so that's why we don't get the morning show notes until like 1:30.
Yes, because I'm asleep.
You should try sending them right after the show ends.
Yeah, you know, but then I got a podcast and post on YouTube and post on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram, and then it just becomes a lot.
Mm. Yeah. I'm not going to throw stones here. I don't know what it's like to be in your shoes. I've never had to do that job. It's a very difficult job, I know it is.
If we ever have a guest on again, though, that you might have interest in, I will text Donnie and let you know.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I will say, though, the reason I brought up, do you even listen to the show, is when you played your diss tracks and we played them back, I backed you. I said, this guy's good at this. I said, he's got decent flow. He's better than AB or Le'Veon Bell. And the track itself, the beat itself, is a good beat. I put you over, as they say in the pro wrestling parlance. I said, Callis is a big goofball. We love him. He did a good job with these.
Did I ever tell you, though, the difference between Crowley's diss and your diss?
Crowley's was, like, legit mean.
You'll be happy to know this. I told him this, and everybody knows I was actually mad at him. I was seething over the weekend, and I wrote that with the emotions. And behind,
like any great artist, you were motivated by what you were feeling at the time.
Yeah.
Now, that worked badly for Van Gogh. He cut his own ear off.
Oh, no, I would never harm myself. No. But that's why you have
you've got to have those ears to make beats like you do. You got to have an ear for it.
That's what I think art forms are for, though. They're ways of expression and healthy ways.
No doubt about it. They're ways of healthy expression. And you very healthily expressed the fact that you were very pissed off at Crowley. It was very nice. I was impressed by that. Blake Hinson got picked up yesterday by the LA Lakers, two-way deal, undrafted free agent. That is clearly the biggest Lakers-related and NBA-related news of the day. A word about Hinson, who I think is one of the most fun Pitt players to have ever come through the program, even though he only played for 2 years. Here's what I'll say about him. Blake Hinson has a much better chance to be a good NBA player, which is not to say that he has a great chance. I don't think he should have been drafted, but he has a much better chance to be a good NBA player than the guy the Lakers actually picked with the 55th pick. Who did the Lakers pick at 55 in the draft? Second round pick for the Lakers yesterday, Callis. Oh, you better know this.
Was it Bronny James?
Yes. Thank God, dude.
Well, I heard yesterday there was speculation somebody might...
Oh, you looked at me and nodded like and said, no, I don't know who they picked. And I would have come in there and shaken your shoulders here, buddy. Like, come on.
LeBron James' son, yes.
Yes, LeBron James Jr., also known as Bronny James. An actual takeaway on this is as follows. Nepotism is very real in every field. You have a good last name, you're going to get chances. Joe Buck's very good at his job, you would agree, play-by-play man. He's gotten better, too.
Yes,
I think
he was better.
He was not as good as he probably should have been when he started out, but he has gotten better, and he seems very self-aware. I like Joe. I think I did the journey a lot of people did with Joe Buck. Man, this guy's kind of smug, and I really dislike him, and he's like 25 years old, to, oh, Joe Buck kind of gets it. Like he sort of understands that he was born on third base in the broadcasting world, and he's gotten much better at it, and he actually does quite a good job now. Noah Eagle, Ian Eagle's kid, very good, I think. Those are nepotism, good. Ultimately, you put a good person in the position. Noah Eagle, I think, already good and didn't have to go through that painful Joe Buck process of being kind of a jerk and smug about everything. Noah Eagle seems to get it. Nepotism bad, of course, would be a Jack Collinsworth situation. Mm-hmm. No, look at you. You're ticked. Mm-hmm. You're ticked. Right off the bat, you're ticked. He stinks. He's terrible. Like, I don't even feel bad about saying that. He's awful. And he got demoted. Is he even still... I don't even remember if he's with NBC. I think he got demoted to something else with them. He's still going to be part of the broadcast, but they realized that Chris Collinsworth, for as good of an analyst as he is, his kid stinks at all of this. He's just not good at it. Here's my problem with this. Bronny James isn't good. He's the Jack Collinsworth of college basketball prospects. He literally should not have gotten drafted. He probably could have stayed 2 years at USC. Still wouldn't have been draftable. Probably 3 years, maybe draftable. 4 years, got a puncher's chance. It would help him to grow about 6 inches to be about 6'6 or 6'7. It would. It would help if you could Voltron together him with Blake Hinson. And you have that kid's athleticism in Hinson's body with Hinson's shooting ability, you then have a top 10 NBA draft pick. Okay? The problem here is, of course, and I actually feel bad for the kid. The problem is he should be living the I'm a basketball player at USC lifestyle, i.e., I get to meet USC co-eds, I'm very famous, USC is a very nice school and a very nice part of Los Angeles, etc. It's his leafy campus, whatever, wonderful, all that. I guess it's not technically in a super nice part of Los Angeles now that I think about it, but you get what I'm saying. It's an idyllic campus. He should be meeting co-eds, playing basketball, and generally enjoying life like a 19 or 20-year-old should, right? Instead, it's his dad's wish fulfillment saga that he's got to go and play a role in. He probably knows he's not good enough to be in the NBA. He knows all these guys are going to quietly hate him behind the scenes, and it's because dad is a megalomaniac. And I say that as somebody that likes LeBron James and thinks he's probably the greatest player ever. Don't start tweeting me about that, or do. I really don't care. There's no rules this morning. He's playing a role in somebody else's life, basically, which drives me insane. The kid shouldn't be doing this. He knows it. He knows it better than anybody else, I bet, deep down. He knows he's not as good as some of these other guys. He might be confident, but he knows he's not on their level. He knows he doesn't belong with them yet. And he knows that even if he works his ass off to get better and objectively gets better, that his foot in the door will always have been because of who his dad is and not what he did. So you've got a guy being stage managed to basically play a role in his dad's, like, wish fulfillment journey that he wanted to play basketball with his kid in the NBA. And they're also going to they have not only drafted him, they're also going to give him minutes and let him play so his dad can say, I played with my kid. Isn't that great? And that does, admittedly, drive me crazy. Little nepotism there. I still can't get over your reaction to Jack Collinsworth was visceral, Callis, when I brought him up as a Nepo baby.
Yeah, that's...
Are you a Noah Eagle fan? You think Ian Eagle's kid does a good job?
Yeah.
Who's the best broadcaster out there for you? Like, nationally, you don't have to, like, pander and say somebody local. Who's your number one?
Matt Vasgersian.
I think Vasgersian's pretty good, but that's a random one.
He was the announcer in my favorite video game growing up.
Which was?
You know what? Him and...
MLB, what? Triple Play?
No, MLB The Show.
What year?
Oh, a bunch
All
of them.
Of them.
He was there from when he started. And then they replaced him with some other guys that I don't care for. You know what? I really... I was partial to John Miller, too. Because he was
good.
He was always very good. I'm nostalgic for guys that I would just listen to growing up. Because video games are part of the reason I got into this business. I enjoyed the aspect of them talking. And I picked up on key phrases when I was little because they were pretty redundant in those games.
John Miller's still doing Giants games, isn't he?
He is.
Yeah, he was with Joe Morgan for a long time. I was not a fan of Joe Morgan, the broadcaster.
No.
When they were doing ESPN games, man.
I liked it, but again, I mostly heard the video game version.
Well, I think you would have liked Joe Morgan, though, because he was doing like old school stuff and he hated the advanced stats. And the advanced stats people, therefore, as an extension, hated him. They were not. there was some bad blood there.
I was too young back then
between the parties to
know about the stats there.
There was my 5-second elevator pitch on Blake Hinson. If you could just Voltron him and Bronny James together, you'd have a hell of a basketball player. Nepotism, bad. Nepotism in service of like a guy who literally is an egomaniac, unfortunately, also bad. I will say this, though. Starkey wrote a very good column about how Alexander Mogilny is still being held out of the Hockey Hall of Fame because it's a good old boys club that votes on that thing. And he brought up Colin Campbell going in, one of the most mediocre executives you'd ever want to meet. Just a guy who did nothing really good for the league. The nepotism for that guy was worse because his kid was a player. He would complain that officials called penalties on his kid. And then when Matt Cook basically derailed Mark Savard's career, which you might not even remember, Callis, it was an elbow to the head cheap shot by Matt Cook of the Penguins on Boston Bruins player, because he didn't like the player, he didn't suspend Matt Cook for a very suspendable hit. That's actually worse nepotism now that I think about it. You're mad at the people because of the way they call things for your kid. All right, I think I gave you about 30 minutes. I told Callis earlier in the Fan Morning Show, which, by the way, you can follow us on Twitter at 93.7TheFan. That's brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township, southhillskia.net. I told Callis we were going to have our own sports debate, okay? Now, 60 seconds on, then I get a 60-second rebuttal. It's only going to be a couple minutes, Callis, so this is like pressure-packed. The debate was going to be this. He got to pick pro or con. He said con. Very good choice. The topic: should AI be used to recreate famous broadcasters' voices? Al Michaels is going to have that done now to him. NBC used AI to recreate his voice, so it's going to be custom highlight packages narrated by Al Michaels' AI. Is this a good thing or a bad thing? Callis will argue that it is a bad thing. I will argue in favor of AI being used to recreate famous broadcaster voices. We are going to have ourselves a little sports debate, really, coming up next. First, right now, the number is 412-928-9370. What's on the line? 2 tickets to see Brett Michaels with Chris Jansen at the Pavilion at Star Lake, Saturday, July 13th. So that's a couple weeks from tomorrow, 2 weeks from tomorrow. Here's what you've got to know. Paul Skeens pitches for the Pittsburgh Pirates, but we found out in the last, I think, 36 hours or so that Paul Skeens is a fan of which NHL team? He got their jerseys. He was photographed opening up some of their jerseys. Which team, which NHL team is Paul Skeens a fan of? If you give Harry Callis the right answer at 412-928-9370, you are going to win yourself 2 tickets to see Brett Michaels, Chris Jansen, Pavilion at Star Lake, Saturday, July 13th. Which team in the NHL is Paul Skeens a fan of? 412-928-9370 if you want to win those tickets. Callis and I will have ourselves a little sports debate coming up next on the Fan Morning Show.
Hey everybody, Jeff Phelps here. The National Sports Collectors Convention is coming to Cleveland. And so is PSA's tradition for grading the show's finest. Submit your collectibles for on-site authentication over 5 days starting July 24th and see why PSA is number one in preserving and enhancing value for cards, tickets, packs, autographs, and memorabilia. More info at psacard.com. PSA, our label means more.
Plug in a Hyundai EV and the extraordinary happens. It's not just the ultra-fast charging capability and long range in the IONIQ 5 and IONIQ 6, or the adventure-seeking spirit of the Kona Electric, or the groundbreaking 601-horsepower IONIQ 5N. And it's not just the comfort in knowing that every Hyundai EV is backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited electric battery warranty. Hyundai's EVs transform a low hum into a loud adventure. They bring color to your journey and turn energy into main character energy. So forget everything you thought you knew about EVs and turn the extraordinary into something truly electrifying. There's joy in every journey.
EPA estimated 303-mile driving range for 2024 IONIQ 5 SE SEL limited rear-wheel drive and 361-mile driving range for 2024 IONIQ 6 SE long-range rear-wheel drive with fully charged battery. Estimated range varies for other models and trims and depends on battery capacity, temperature options, and other factors. Limited battery warranty covers defects and materials for 10 years or 100,000 miles, whichever occurs first. See owner's manual for complete warranty details and limitations. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Dive into a world of electrifying anime excitement with Hulu Animeham, your anime destination. Unleash the mayhem with Hulu's huge curated collection of anime shows. From legendary classics like Naruto Shippuden, Dragon Ball Z Kai, and Bleach Thousand Year Blood War, to the latest sizzling releases like Sandland, Mission Yosakura Family, and tons more.
Why are you fixated on me?
Because you're my friend.
That's right. Get fixated and get your anime fix with Hulu Animeham, your anime destination.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Fan Morning Show, it's 7:25 and time to stop blindly paying those increasing auto and home insurance premiums. Contact the Buell Insurance Agency in Gibsonia and see what they can do for you. Harry Callis producing, Chris Muller hosting. If you don't know what my voice sounds like, man, that's kind of a bummer for me. I've been doing this for a long time. That would be a bummer if somebody who was a local resident here, who'd lived here their whole life, turned on this show this morning and said, who's that guy? I would be hurt by that at this point. I think I can say that. Should I be? Or is that presumptuous of me?
No, I think that people would expect you to be on in the afternoons, so they would not expect to be like, well, why would Mueller be working out?
No, but if they were like, I don't recognize that voice, that would hit me hard.
Oh, that would be tough.
That would be tough. Yeah. That'd be a tough one. Speaking of voices here, we're going to do a little debate. I don't want to say in honor of the debate last night. I didn't watch, don't care, don't tweet me about it. I genuinely don't. But we're going to do a sports debate that I think will be good. And the subject is this revelation 2 days ago. Peacock, for their Olympics coverage, NBC obviously owns Peacock. That's why it's called Peacock, because that's the NBC logo, right? They made a lot of waves by saying they were going to use an AI recreation of Al Michaels' voice to be part of their Olympics coverage. And what they're going to do with Al Michaels' voice, the AI version of it, is have that AI do tailored recaps. So you can write the script, use the voice, and the AI reads the script and it's Al Michaels' voice. Judge for yourself on how close this sounds. You ready for this, Harry? Before we debate, this is how it's going to sound, like a sampling of Al Michaels' AI recreated voice doing a daily Olympics recap. Hold on. Yep, that's on mute. Here we go. Ready?
Ty Kelly, welcome to your daily Olympic recap, your personal rundown of yesterday's most thrilling Olympic moments. Since you're a swimming fan, let's head right to the pool. Team USA secured a stunning victory in the men's 4x100 meter medley relay, smashing the world record. Over at the diving venue, Krista Palmer showcased resilience and skill, overcoming past knee surgeries to qualify for the women's springboard final. Meanwhile, a tough break for Canada's Pamela Ware as a failed final dive scored zero, ending her bid for the final. Check out these highlights from yesterday's action.
All right, what do you think of that? How close to Michaels does it sound?
Pretty close. I can still tell the computer is doing it, but
what? Okay, so let me ask you this: what about that gives it away for you?
So they try to make him breathe to sound natural,
sure.
But there's a slight cutoff that I can hear between the end of the breath and the beginning of the next sentence.
So let me ask you something. Now, before this show started, I had some commercial endorsements to cut, and one of the things I do to make them make sure they fit within a 1 minute time frame is cut my breathing. Mm-hmm. That's still me talking. It's the same thing you're talking about right there. That's 100% me, and I edited me to make me sound that way.
But, I mean, it's different for those because you have, the business is paid for that certain amount of time to be on the air. You don't necessarily have a...
I understand, but your whole thesis here on why you could tell it wasn't Al Michaels and it was AI was what I do with my actual voice. There's no AI. There's not even much intelligence. Forget about it being artificial. It's me doing that. So I don't know. I'm surprised that was your thing. I mean, you are a trained student of broadcasting. I think my
thing
is...
Well, you would be arguing then that I couldn't tell that what you did was edited, too.
Correct. Can you... I mean, if I had played it for you, would you have been able to tell?
If it's good enough, then I probably wouldn't be able to tell.
So you're saying that that's bad, somewhat bad editing, that AI can never replace perfect human editing.
No, I'm sure it will eventually. Pat Postick and I were discussing this yesterday with Dorn. No, I think it will get to a point where it's good enough. I'm just saying that right now, there's a slight tell.
All right, here's what we're going to do. You got to pick which side of this you wanted to take. What you don't get to pick is the order in which you go.
Oh, okay.
You have the easier side, I would say, in our business to argue, the con. Don't do this, okay? Mm-hmm. But you got to go first, because most people would rather bat last in a debate, I think.
Yeah.
Okay?
Sure.
I'm going to put 60 seconds on the clock in here. I've got my little commercial timer, Callis. You tell me when you're ready, and then I'll give you a 3-2-1. Harry Callis and I, in the spirit of debate, since that's what everyone's talking about in the real world over on KDKA AM and probably on most pop culture stations, and we do guy talk here, but we're going to have our own sports debate. This is going to be Harry Callis arguing against the use of AI to recreate voices, anybody's, not just Al Michaels, in broadcasting. For the Olympics. That's what NBC is going to do on Peacock. Harry Callis, are you ready?
Yes.
3-2-1, go.
I think when you write a script for something like AI, you're really losing the personal touch that the human being can give you to really deliver these messages and deliver the words the way that they are. Also, you're taking away jobs from potential broadcasters that could fill roles like that, which may save you little money and time, but it could hurt the economy overall. Give people jobs. Give young people or any people that are refined enough to have the job to be able to give these recaps. They're little. I mean, I don't know. How many resources are you giving up actually hiring a person who could give you these recaps? I feel like us as a society, too, we're really losing the element of human error and just the ability to be personable. If you have an AI-generated thing, yeah, sure, everything's going to be perfect. You save that little bit of space. You save that little bit of human energy. But, like, why is that a good thing? I don't see a good thing. I like the personalities in these sports shows and these sports highlights and these recaps. Give people jobs, give people the opportunities, and bring personality back into these elements of broadcasting.
You did that in 56 seconds. Pretty good. Okay.
And now to present a counterpoint, here's 93.7 The Fan's Chris Muller.
While my esteemed colleague, Mr. Callis, makes some valid points about the use of AI in terms of recreating famous announcer voices, and while I am sympathetic to the notion that he would be correct to say that some jobs might be taken off the books and given to artificial intelligence and machines, so to speak, I can't help but think that if anything, the unintended downstream consequence of this kind of thing, of using Al Michaels' voice, an AI-generated version of it, to do recap packages, is actually going to turn people off to the concept of AI. Why? Well, because it's simply not going to measure up to live broadcasting. It's not going to replace live broadcasting ever. You can't have an AI calling a game in real time. You do need a human being. So, you can have it. Go use it. It's fine. For a recap, for something like that, all it's going to do is further exacerbate the fact that you'll never take this job from human beings in its most pure form. Go ahead, use AI. I dare you. So my argument is simply that it's going to make people appreciate the people who do this job live even more.
But half of that argued toward the pro there, or the con, actually.
Yeah, I'm aware. Yeah. I didn't say I had the good side of this bad boy to argue.
It was creative, but I don't think it's a winning argument.
All right, I'm going to put this out there right now. I'm actually afraid, because if no one's listening to me by this point, then we're in trouble here. But I'm just going to ask who won the debate. I'm gonna put it out there. What you should do is go and clip that, and you should have both of them play back-to-back in a video.
I can do that.
I think you should clip them, each one, and just have them play back-to-back and say, who won this debate about AI? Can you do that? Sure. I'll wait to put a poll question up there about it until we actually have the clips of it.
Do you think AI could post this for us and find the best parts?
No, we need Nicholas Harry Callis to do that.
How about that?
It's gonna further drive home. I'm glad we did this, though, because it's going to drive home the point that you need real, honest-to-God people. Bottom line. Early returns, Fake John and Robinson says it's horrible and it sounds like a video game. It's awful. I tried my best. I've had to do some tough arguments before. I've had to defend sides of things I can't defend.
Man, that would have been a good argument. We could use them for video games. They have a place in sports. Yeah.
Well, here's the problem, though. The people like Matt Vasgersian, they get paid extra to do that kind of stuff that you identify them so closely with. So I don't think you want that anyway.
That's fair.
All right, Callis, let's cut those bad boys up. We'll put them out there and see who won the debate. I did my best, folks. I did my best. Coming up, Sean Gentile, our buddy from The Athletic. He was on the PM team yesterday. Had a couple of interesting things to say, specifically about what this team might be doing this offseason, who's most likely to get traded, and who very likely will not get traded. I'll tell you about that and why I think at least one half of that is a very good thing for this team coming up next. Fan text line here on the Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Harry Callis, I think early returns leading. We haven't even put the poll out yet, but I think in terms of the ear test, he probably doing better than me in the debate. Just luck of the draw, man. The guy picked a very good side blindly. He had to blind pick pro or con, and he picked the right side for an AI debate. I did my best, Harry, but whenever you have to go and partially use somebody else's argument and then try to twist it maniacally to fit your own needs, you better be real good rhetorically to pull that off, and it's 7:41 in the morning. I ain't that good at 7:41.
I would have thought of some different arguments for the pro side.
Oh, thanks. I'm glad to know that.
Yeah.
You had 30 minutes. You know how many minutes I spent prepping for that? Zero. I spent 30 seconds thinking about it, then I listened to you and then decided what I was going to say.
Hold on, that's not an excuse. You knew what the topic was going to be before I did.
Oh, sure, but I was busy doing other
stuff. Oh, no.
Yeah, but I was busy doing other stuff. Oh, no. If you beat me, you beat me fair and square. I'm not even trying to undercut you. I'm just saying I did not take my own assignment seriously. That's the truth. I did not take my own assignment seriously here. So that's my problem. Sean Gentile of The Athletic was on yesterday, PM team, and he was chatting with us because he's in Vegas right now where the NHL's awards are and everything else, and they have their nice little draft coming up, or today. They had the awards last night, draft over the next 2 days, then free agency starts on Monday. And we got a quick sampling of where he stands on several different issues pertaining to this team. I'll tell you this, there's two major things he said that stuck out to me for different reasons. Now, we had Tyler Kennedy on earlier in the week on Wednesday, and he said, we asked TK, and I love TK for doing this because we ask him for bold opinions, and he actually gives us bold opinions. We said one bold prediction on what an offseason move might be for this team, and he said either Carlson or Malkin gets traded. And I think Carlson is still, if unlikely, plausible only in the sense that maybe they would think they want to get out from under that, but I think they're pot committed to the idea that he's going to be a lot better next year and they're willing to pay that freight for him. And they don't have anybody that really does what he does other than Letang, and you never know about his health year to year, even though he's usually pretty healthy, but you never know for sure. Sean threw cold water on the Malkin side of that, though, and just said, I just don't see it there being a world where Evgeny Malkin gets traded. Fair enough. Malkin is not as bad, I think, as people would have you believe right now, where I don't mean that people say, oh, he sucks, but stacked up next to Crosby, he obviously is lacking at this point. Crosby really does not appear to have fallen off to any appreciable degree. It is very clear, even as, and I say this as somebody that was like a Malkin fanboy for a very long time, he is not the player that he used to be. But he is not nearly as bad as then people would have you believe, people who wanted him traded years ago. The guy is still a productive player. The problem is the flaws for Evgeny Malkin are exacerbated when he doesn't have as many great moments to cover them up. But I still think they are a better team ultimately with him than without him, because if you trade him, unless you get a second-line center back, and that's probably not going to happen, you have Lars Eller as your second-line center. That's not getting it done. Sean was also asked, though, as to who he thought would be the most likely Penguin to get traded in the next couple of days. And he said Tristan Jarry, that signing Nedeljkovic back, regardless of what you think of him, is sort of a sign that this team is looking to shop Tristan Jarry. I'm good with that, by the way, because I don't think there's ever going to be a world where Tristan Jarry, at least for this team, backstops them to a long playoff run. Have a very hard time believing that that is in the cards. He has one of the attributes for a goaltender that I think is about as bad as it gets. You can have maybe a weak glove. Matt Murray, high glove, won two Stanley Cups before teams started to figure that out. You can hide a little weakness here or there. But Tristan Jarry, I think, is bitten by the one problem that I'm not sure you can cure. And the cure is really like only showing that you're going to, you know, proving that you do it. Just like somebody getting the yips putting in golf, I think the guy just has the mental yips where for about 2 minutes every game, you can almost reliably assume that there's going to be a time frame where he makes a couple of unbelievably boneheaded plays. I think of the clear to the other team against the Islanders, just an inexplicable play that led to a game-winning goal. Like the knock on the guy in the minor leagues was he's going to play 58 terrific minutes for you, and then the two bad minutes are going to be so bad that you can't overcome them. And so if this team finds a way to get out from under the majority of that salary and deals him somewhere, and therefore then has like more like $14 or $13 million or something like that, $14 million to play with, I think it becomes much more reasonable that Kyle Dubas is able to retool this team in a meaningful way. So I'm going to choose to hope that Sean is very much correct in saying we will not be seeing Tristan Jarry wearing a Penguins sweater next year as the most likely guy to get dealt. Fan Morning Show, by the way, brought to you by Guardian Protection. I also want to tell you that 93.7, the Fan of the Pirates, want to visit your teams in action for our youth baseball and softball showcase. Parents and coaches, send an email to us, youthsports@937thefan.com. Register your 12 and under team. 93.7 The Fan may make a stop to your field. Details, 93.7thefan.com. Brought to you by Century 21 Fairways Real Estate. I've been to a lot of those, Callis. There's some young, hairy Callises out there. There's some good ball players. I've had a lot of fun at those youth baseball and softball.
I was invited to one and I couldn't go, and I'd like to be invited to another.
No, they're very fun. Yeah. I enjoy like going out there. You get to meet a lot of different people who are clearly listeners to the station. Get to meet a lot of kids that loved. They just love ball. They're like Mike Tomlin. Those kids love ball.
Can I tell you a quick story?
You know what? I want you to tell it coming up next, Harry.
Okay.
I know we got to take another break because I screwed this up last hour.
Yes.
We'll get a quick break, and then I want to hear Harry Callis' story time.
Okay.
How do you like them apples, Harry?
Tease.
That's how it works in this business.
Anticipation.
We'll be right back on the Fan Morning Show. 50-minute mark here on the Fans, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19. Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Chris Muller on the Fan Morning Show. Top of the hour, we're going to talk more Pirates. Ben Cherington talked to MLB Network yesterday about trades, about his young ace pitchers. I want to talk about the second part of that, the ace pitchers coming up at the top. But, Harry Callis said he had a little story for us. I said, make the people wait, Harry. Give them what they want, but make them wait for it. Yes.
Yes, we were talking about how we go to youth sporting
events. Youth baseball stuff that we do here at the Fan. Youth baseball and softball. I love doing this. It's very fun. The kids are very enthusiastic. The parents are very cool about it. It's very wholesome.
Did you ever go to the Hemlock Fields in Greentree ever? Were you ever there?
They're the ones over by, like...
The school. Nakin over there?
Well, I've gone to the ones that are right by the parkway. I've played like softball at those fields.
That
like
counts, yeah.
Yeah, okay. I've been over there, yeah. Hit a home run there in a softball game once. And one of those deals where it's easy to hit them, so they limit it to two an inning. And we had, you try to load the bases for your second one or for both of them.
Mm-hmm.
And then I did. I ripped one over the fence, dead center field. Team wasn't mad at me because if it had been like one home run later in the inning, it would have just been an automatic out. Anyway, I digress.
Yeah, so I was an umpire for that tournament, and I played there when I was little, but I was umpiring a tournament in 2019, or 18 or 19, but I remember some of the tournament directors were like, yeah, you should go talk to them. You want to do broadcasting, right? And I was like, yeah, but then I was too scared to, and I never did.
Really?
Yeah.
So like 5 years ago, you were umpiring while we were there?
Yeah.
Huh. So it was like a ship's passing in the night moment.
Yeah.
And yet here you are, you're the producer of the Fan Morning Show. Weren't you, you're the guy now.
Yeah.
This is your gig.
A lot's changed in those years, but yeah, no, I was an umpire for that, and I remember, I mean,
on the rocket ship to stardom, Callis.
I was trying to pretend to do other things, umpire-y things. I was going in the storage shed and getting stuff ready during my break. I was eating a bunch of cheeseburgers.
So you were too nervous to come up. Wait, umpire-y things means eating a bunch of cheeseburgers.
I'll tell you what, I actually, well, this is a whole other story, but I almost passed out once because I didn't eat any food throughout a day. It's very important to eat.
When you're an ump?
Yeah. Well, you're wearing all the pads and you know.
Oh, you're probably sweating bullets under that. It's like wearing a mascot's uniform.
Yeah, that's a whole.
I just like that you say umpire-y things, you mean getting the equipment out, and then you just threw in eating cheeseburgers as if like.
It's umpire-y things. It's business. Nobody would bother me when I'm eating. They talk to me, but like I could use that as an excuse. Like, oh, I got to eat this real quick.
So you
I can't
did that. So you ate and did things like nervous energy to avoid essentially pursuing your dream.
Yeah, I was frightened.
What do you think? So really, your journey here has been you overcoming yourself, right?
Yeah, pretty much. Well, I asked Starkey after, too, like during COVID in like 2020. I was asking him, like, hey, are there any jobs over there? And he would tell me no. And I found this job through somebody else.
That's very believable for Joe. That's on brand for Stark.
No, he's kind, though.
I kind of did the same thing, by the way. Like the talent, no, I don't want to say the talent search, the open mic contest that I won 16 years ago now it is. So when you were like 9. I had to be cajoled and almost like berated by my family to do it. It took my sister-in-law, who has very little interest in what, you know, in sports or like really sports radio, hearing me say, man, these people don't sound that good. I could do a better job, but I had no intention of doing it, of trying out. She said, then do it already. Except there was an expletive in there and she does not swear very often. There was do it already. And that was the light bulb moment. If she's yelling at me, I got to try this at least.
I had a similar experience because when we would do the sports broadcasting camps at Waynesburg, that's how I got introduced to Lanny. But we would all of the sports announcing campers were just standing in the hallway being quiet. And one of the counselors came in and was like, man, for guys who want to talk for a living, you guys are really quiet.
Yeah.
And I understand that. But yeah, I mean, I was still in school for it. I knew what I wanted to do. I was fresh off playing baseball that summer, and I was really dedicated to myself to umpiring those couple of years, and just never gained the confidence.
Look at you now,
big dog. I know, crazy.
Let's do the hot dog eating later in the 8 o'clock hour. You want to do that?
Sure.
Because usually you hit your breakfast in the 9 o'clock hour? You said
no. I do it right at I do it right at 5.
Oh, okay. So
I was telling you I already had my protein shake today.
Oh, okay. Well, then we'll do it in the 9 o'clock hour. We'll do the hot dog eating test, but it'll probably be an off-air test.
Okay.
For you, because I want to keep a veil of secrecy around this, and we'll just discuss it afterwards, okay?
Sure.
Coming up in 20 minutes, we're going to draft the best juniors, the best sons of professional athletes. Bronny James got drafted. He shouldn't have, but now he is. Cat's out of the bag there. The actual best sons of professional athletes. The team is going to be comprised of 5. Doesn't have to be of one of each sport. You do have one rule here. Harry Callis and I have to pick one son of a Pittsburgh athlete. The son does not have to play for a Pittsburgh team. The father had to. Okay? So you have to pick the son of a Pittsburgh athlete. There might not be a ton to pick from here, necessarily. We'll do that in about 20 minutes. Up next, though, what do the Pirates do about their young starting pitchers as we head down the stretch and they're still in contention? We'll discuss coming up. First, I'll tell you that the Fan Hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years, and that Fan Weather is brought to you by Sun Chevy. 24 Silverado LT crew cabs up to $7,500 in rebates. Full terms, qualifications, sunchevy.com. 88 for a high, partly cloudy. Tomorrow, 84 and a 70% chance of rain.
Hey everybody, Jeff Phelps here. The National Sports Collectors Convention is coming to Cleveland. And so is PSA's tradition for grading the show's finest. Submit your collectibles for on-site authentication over 5 days, starting July 24th, and see why PSA is number one in preserving and enhancing value for cards, tickets, packs, autographs, and memorabilia. More info at psacard.com. PSA, our label means more.
Plug in a Hyundai EV and the extraordinary happens. It's not just the ultra-fast charging capability and long range in the IONIQ 5 and IONIQ 6, or the adventure-seeking spirit of the Kona Electric, or the groundbreaking 601-horsepower IONIQ 5N. And it's not just the comfort in knowing that every Hyundai EV is backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited electric battery warranty. Hyundai's EVs transform a low hum into a loud adventure. They bring color to your journey and turn energy into main character energy. So forget everything you thought you knew about EVs and turn the extraordinary into something truly electrifying. There's joy in every journey.
EPA estimated 303-mile driving range for 2024 IONIQ 5 SE SEL limited rear-wheel drive and 361-mile driving range for 2024 IONIQ 6 SE long range rear-wheel drive with fully charged battery. Estimated range varies for other models and trims and depends on battery capacity, temperature options, and other factors. Limited battery warranty covers defects and materials for 10 years or 100,000 miles, whichever occurs first. See owner's manual for complete warranty details and limitations. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Dive into a world of electrifying anime excitement with Hulu Anime Mayhem, your anime destination. Unleash the mayhem with Hulu's huge curated collection of anime shows. From legendary classics like Naruto Shippuden, Dragon Ball Z Kai, and Bleach Thousand Year Blood War, to the latest sizzling releases like Sandland, Mission Yosakura Family, and tons more.
Why are you fixated on me?
Because you're my friend.
That's right. Get fixated and get your anime fix with Hulu Anime Mayhem, your anime destination.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.